feeling run down and worn out, you may be experiencing weariness. Have you ever considered what the Word has to say about becoming weary? Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we discuss weariness in relation to deeper Christian living.
Yes, and we have all been there. We've been physically spent. Your whole body just feels weary, your mind, your spirit. And weariness is where it's more than just being tired. It's where you get to the point where you want to give up. There's many things that can, lead us to this point. We can be having heavy workloads, a long time sickness, endless financial strains of things. All these things have affected me personally in the past at different times and sometimes more than once at a time. And our current situation with the lockdowns and the COVID-19 stuff has created new stress upon us. And I'm sure there's many people out there listening today that are feeling this. They're feeling worn down. They're feeling like, I just feel like giving up. I just can't go on anymore. So if you're listening today and you feel this weight upon you, please continue to listen as we share our experiences on how we've overcome weariness and what God's Word can do to help you through this time.
Absolutely, Tammy, because, we know weariness comes from bearing too heavy of a burden for too long. And, if you're feeling like this, don't worry, don't think you're alone, because you're not. You can look to the Bible and see examples of when weariness set in. You can look in Nehemiah in chapter 4. It talks about the people of Judah. Man, they were complaining. They were tired because the tiredness was coming from too much work to do on a job that seemed too big. And we're going to kind of talk about that understanding of that as we go. But you mentioned, Tammy, weariness in sickness. Obviously, Job referenced this during his 9-month journey when he talks about these long months of illness and misery. And we get weary when we have long sicknesses. And some of you might be, as Tammy said, weary of scraping by, just kind of scrapping hand to mouth. And we can see in Scripture and be comforted because Paul felt the same way too. He wrote about it in 2 Corinthians when he said, he talked about being hungry and thirsty and not even having enough clothes to wear. And you might be in the same place that Paul was in. And, for me, I know as a life coach, I work with clients quite regularly who are battling weariness. And just as Tammy said, you get bogged down in doing too many things all at once. And you can also grow weary by just thinking about what you have to do. I know that is a struggle that I have. My brain gets to going of all that has to be done, and it wears me down mentally. Just your thought life. And you hear a lot of people use this word overwhelm when they mention that. We're still living in this COVID world. And I can tell you last year when we went on lockdown, and my husband and I were suddenly thrust into being homeschool parents while we were doing our jobs and running our businesses. And man, I can just put myself right back into that deep weary.
Oh, yes. It resonates with me. I mean, I know just trying to find supplies became a full-time job and it took away from other things. And if you're listening, this is resonating with you. I just want to take a moment to tell you how you can find us depending on what platform you're listening to. Make sure that you share, you like, you follow, and you subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And a special note that on our website on loveencouragement.com, we have early access to both video and audio on Wednesdays. So while you're on our website, make sure to go to our page and subscribe to our mailing list so you can get it sent right to your mailbox. But so I want to go back to talking about weariness here. So what do you do when you become weary? Because it seems like you fall into this pit of hopelessness. And then you get depressed. You don't have any energy. I mean, you're already worn down. And then when you get weary and hopeless, you don't have any energy, and you don't know how to get out of that pit that you're in. So what does the word, say about weariness? Because God, he already knew we were going to experience it. So he already gave us the tools that we can use to help us cope with it when we experience weariness. So one of the verses that, comes to my mind is Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. All includes you. It includes me. And it explains that weariness is a burden. It's not a pleasant thing. It's not something that is a good thing to have. And he's saying, come to me. Come to me and give it to me, and I am going to give you rest. And I'll just share a personal experience. I have lots that I could share. But there was a time when my younger son had some stomach problems. And he had gotten to the point where he was in and out of the hospital. This went for weeks. And, just trying to get his stomach under control, different specialists. And I would sleep with him when he was in the hospital and then come home and then be back in the hospital. And I remember there was one time where he'd come home and I thought this might be it. He might be okay. We're going to see if he's not going to throw up anymore and can hold down some stuff. And I remember going to bed feeling weary, overly tired. Like when a baby, if it goes past its nap time, it's too tired to sleep. I was laying in my bed. And I wanted to give it to God. I could hear God saying, give it to me, Tammy. I'm right here. You can just give it to me at any point. And in my spirit, I wanted to, but I just felt so weary. I didn't know how. And Jesus, I could just see him at the end of my bed saying, Tammy, I know you can't give it to me yet. So how about I just hold it for you while you sleep? Let me know. You can have it right back in the morning if you want to continue to worry and be weary. But let me just hold it for you because I know you need some sleep. And just like that, let me tell you, the comfort of the Lord came over me like this warm blanket. And I slept. I slept and I rested so good that night knowing that Jesus was there with me. I didn't have to carry this anymore. I didn't have to carry it the whole time, even though I had to endure it for a little bit. I'm not meant to carry it forever. There is a point of rest that comes when you go through these seasons of times. And so I just want to encourage you that there is, rest for your souls, that Jesus has many promises out there for you.
Oh gosh, I'm just feeling this sense of peace come over me, Tammy, as you share that, leaning back into just rest. I mean, there are so many times I have to remind myself to rest because I get so caught up in the business of my life, of running a business, running a home, just living. And I get so caught up in it, I realize I feel guilty if I take any rest time. And that's not what the Lord intended. That is not what he intended. For many years, I worked in the corporate world. And I was thinking about this the other day. And I worked in the corporate world. And I would have so much work that I would work at home every night and work at home on the weekends. And one night, I was sitting in the living room with my husband. This was before we had our sons. And I felt strange. Something wasn't right. And I wasn't quite sure what it was. And all of a sudden it dawned on me that I wasn't working and that it felt odd. And I knew then that the Lord was saying, ding, 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 are you paying attention? Because this is unhealthy. You are not healthy. You've got to make a change. Everything was out of whack. And here I've recently, slipped into some old habits. I had moved away from corporate life, started my own business, work out of my home. But January was a very busy month for me, and I was working afternoons when the kids were home from school. I was working in the evenings. I was working on the weekends. And so these old habits were creeping in because a project demanded it. But I just really remembered that God had said, no, this is not the state that I want you to live in. Because, my Father God has shown us from the very beginning that there is a holiness in the rest, in the break from the work. Because he modeled that. On the seventh day, he rested. And then in Exodus, he told us to dedicate our rest to him, dedicate the rest to the Lord. So, and rest, again, is the opposite of weariness, right? We've got to work in that rest.
Amen. You know, it just came to my mind. So much you said that just resonated with me is that when we rest, we trust God, you know, and when we're not resting, like you were talking about, when we take on way too many things, we're in our own strength. It's okay, God. I got it right now. I'll let you know when I need you. But when you rest in God, you're saying, you know what? I'm going to trust that I don't have to work 24/7. You know, that you're going to take care of these things. I'm still going to get all these things done that you've called me to do. I mean, I know as a single mom, I work a lot. I have always been this way. I'm a workaholic. Joe, you probably know, you call me a workhorse. And I'm working on it. I'm not very good at relaxing, you know, and resting because there's so much to do. And I feel like there's so much I want to do for the kingdom. There's so much I want to do for my family. And, but, you know, all weeks we were preparing for this this episode, and Johanna and I, we don't want to get behind on stuff. So the way we kind of run our podcast is we come up with ideas, we work it out, and we film ahead of time. And this week we're filming two episodes this week, and everything that goes on behind the scenes. I had so much going on this week, and things unexpected happen. You know, technical glitches that happen with things. I had too many commitments. I know better. I know better. I know what I can handle in a week, and yet, oh, I can squeeze that in. I can do this. And I became weary. And I'm like, isn't this ironic? You know, it's like I started out feeling like on top of the world, and all of a sudden, as the week started going by, I got less and less energy, less and less sleep, started feeling run down, and I'm like, Lord, you know, so I had to come back to the scripture. I even looked at our script, Joe Heather, to lift me up, you know, and looking at this thing, and I'm like, I need to digest the only things that I know that I should be doing. You know, I need to go to God and say, this is too much, God, because I've included too much. But he will give you rest, but he would also give you the strength to do what he's called you to do, because we still had this podcast. I still needed my energy to come back. I still had tasks I had to finish. And I can come to God and I can say, give me the strength to do this, Lord, and put my faith and put my energy in him, saying, I'm spent. I have nothing left to give. I need you to help rejuvenate me. And then I also went and took a nice long hot shower so that my body could relax, get some steam in there, and take care, make sure I was eating right. But it was such a good lesson. But I could also hear the Holy Spirit whispering to me, you need to do some pruning, Tammy. You know, God will prune us at different times, but we got to prune stuff in our own life too. There are some things in my life that I need to prune out. I have things that aren't aligned with the kingdom and my purpose anymore. And as you grow closer to God, you're going to see that things start to fall off. Commitments that you may like and you might enjoy, you've had for a long time, you've been committed, maybe don't apply anymore. Or, you know, it's these branches that need to come off. Either they're not producing fruit, or they're taking away resources from the vines that need to produce better fruit. So those things need to go. So this was actually, you know, God will take anything, you know, for those who love and trust him and are called to, according to his purpose. He will take the things that happen in our life, like becoming weary, and use it for his good. He's going to show me how I can better align myself to avoid being weary in the future.
Amen. Amen. Because I know that saying no to things can feel really hard, because sometimes when we say no, we think we're saying no to the person, like we're going to let them down. But, you know, if we just keep in mind what you just said, Tammy, that, you know, if we're saying yes to things that aren't aligned with our God-given purpose for our life, or they're not aligned with our values, or maybe the time for them has passed, and the Lord has kind of let us know that the time for that task has passed. If we stay in those things that we've said yes to that we shouldn't have, or maybe the time has passed, the weariness just keeps increasing. But, you know, there is a time to say yes to things, and there's a time to say no. And the Lord can help you with that. He can guide you in what direction to take.
Amen.
And so if you've said yes to something that you shouldn't have, he can help you. He can help you back out of that in a graceful way, in an honorable way. He's there to help you to figure out what steps to take next.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we feel bad about, especially if it's something through the church or through somebody that, a family member or a commitment, we don't want to hurt their feelings. But I think this is a good way to teach other people how they can better do things aligned. If you explain to them that, look, God's called me to certain things, and this is interfering in what my purpose is, and so I got to follow what God's called me to do, it's less of a personal thing to them, and it also can help them maybe they're experiencing the same thing. You know, maybe they've overcommitted and that's why they need your help. You know? But yeah, so we've already talked about, you know, kind of like the weariness of things from the world that, you know, different commitments, things that we do on our own that we don't mean to. But I also want to talk a little bit about becoming, you know, weary in doing things that are good, because I see this as a little bit of a different thing. I know we talked about this a lot, Joe, Heather, and I've been thinking about it a lot more. And I think, you know, in Galatians 6:9, it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And I've been thinking more about this since we last talked. This is really talking about weariness of the heart. It's not really talking about physical weariness. We can still be doing God's will and be tired. You know, there is physical stuff that goes on. There's mental strain. But what God here is saying in this warning to us is that we don't let our hearts become weary in doing good. Because what happens when you become weary in doing things that are good? Right? You get a bad attitude. Right? Maybe you're not being a joyful giver. I mean, the Bible's full of verses about, you know, how we should give. And when you look at the commitments that God's called you to, and you feel like you're becoming weary in doing things that are good, you have to look at, am I doing these things for the right reason? Am I doing these things to glorify God? Or am I doing it to make me look good? You know, have I taken on things that aren't my good works? You know, there's a lot of things to look at here. But the most important thing, you know, is not to give up. And I know I spent a long time when I was writing my God is Able book studying this verse, because I was sowing quite a bit. And I'm like, Lord, I really need a harvest. And so I kept studying this verse to figure out how to get it. And I know that's a topic for the time on harvest. But my heart wasn't right. I mean, even though I was doing those things, because there's a difference between you can still be doing God's will, but having weariness of things of this world. I mean, I can go to God and say, look, I'm doing all this stuff. I'm giving to my church. I'm giving to people in need. But look, my transmission just went up. I need money for that. I need things for that. But don't let your heart become weary where you stop giving and stop helping others, because the other stuff that's making you weary from the things of this world, God said you can bring to him and he'll give you rest. He'll give you strength for that. He separates those things out to make sure your heart's right. He said, I'll take care of your weariness here and your physical life here. But no matter what you go through, I really believe that God doesn't want our heart to ever become weary in doing good. He wants us to always be able to be kind and loving, to love others like we love ourselves, to do all those things that are a reflection of Jesus.
Yeah, you know, definitely. God gives us strength for the journey, strength to accomplish the task that he's laid out before us. And if you guys grab your Bible and you look in Isaiah 40, it says, you know, he gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak, even youths who become exhausted and young men give up. But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They'll fly high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And I just love that passage. Actually, it's so interesting. We were already talking about this, and my nephew sent me this scripture this morning, this very scripture, and I knew the Lord was saying, pay attention, Joe Heather. You know, I'm giving you the strength that you need, and the only thing I require of you is to wait on me.
Oh,
wait on me. That restful state, that leaning back into the Lord, trusting him, you know, with that promise, because reading that scripture, I hear the promise, and I know that the strength for the journey, as long as I stay humbly looking to the Lord, keeping my eyes on him, waiting on him, resting in him, he is going to give me the strength to do what it is that he's got for me to do in this life.
Oh, amen. That is such a refreshing verse and a beautiful promise. I love it. You know, and it makes me think about, you know, when the Israelites were, you know, going through the desert and stuff, God gave them manna, a daily supply. We're supposed to lean on him daily, you know. And I think we can look at the word today as our living bread that we can turn to for helpful scriptures to help us. You know, when we're getting, I'm sure the Israelites got weary, but you know what? God didn't, their clothes didn't wear out, right? Lots of things didn't wear out, and he fed them daily and stuff, even though they still had to endure that time. He provided for them. And he'll provide for you too.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I was talking with my boys the other day about how reading the word is our bread. It is our nourishment, just like we need food every day. And we've been very blessed. We have had food consistently. I know there are those of you who are listening and watching who have gone through that season of not having enough to eat. But we just have to remember that God's word will nourish us every day, and His promises are new every morning. He wants us to know He's with us always. And so if we go back to Isaiah and just flip one page and go to chapter 41, He says to not be afraid. So, in my weariness, because fear can be very wearing on you. And God is saying, don't be afraid. If you're feeling that you can't do what God's called you to do, just remind yourself of Isaiah 41:10. I mean, you don't have to be dismayed. You don't. God will strengthen you. He will help you and uphold you with His victorious right hand. I love that picture, of God holding me up. And so it brings to mind a story from my life when my husband and I adopted our sons. And it's a whole story that we'll probably go into more depth at another time. But I can tell you this, the early days of bringing the boys into our home and our family, they were tough, tough days. Hardest thing I've ever done in my life is to bring them in. And you may not understand what I'm saying there, but in terms of feeling equipped, I didn't feel equipped. My husband didn't feel equipped, but we knew the Lord had called us to this task. He was giving us the strength for the days to come. So in the evenings, when we would sit down, we got the boy, we survived the day. We got him to bed. We would sit down. We would talk to each other. We would encourage each other. We would pray and say, Lord, just give us the strength for one more day, right? One more day. So as Tammy said, if you're growing weary and doing what the Lord has called you to do, just call back out to Him. Just say, God, I'm feeling weary right now. I know you're telling me not to. Give me more strength. I need to be filled with you because He has promised you strength for the journey. So with that, I just want to take a brief break and so that you can hear about our podcast sponsorship. Love and Encouragement to Live By is currently sponsored, excuse me, by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson, the author of the Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams, and God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She's blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the world is in need of good, family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. If you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you for that message there. So we've talked about two different types of weariness. The first is being weary of things of this world, and then being warned not to become weary and doing things good. So how do you tell them apart? How do you tell what am I feeling weary from? Because usually it's not even a mental thing. Usually it comes to you in some kind of a physical form. You're starting to feel irritable, tired, depressed. Down, you're not motivated to do things. And so typically I will step back and I'm like, okay, why, like this week, okay, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? Okay, first off, let me look at what I did, because usually did I take on too much? What, and because I don't want my heart to ever become weary in doing the things that God's called me to do. So if the first thing is, and if you don't know, you can go to God, like Joe Heather was talking about, and you can ask God, show me, where the weariness is coming from. Is it something that I can immediately fix? Do I need strength to get me through this situation? I mean, there's times where you don't get a break. I mean, the weariness doesn't, the rest from the weariness doesn't always come immediately. If you're giving to somebody, maybe in hospice, you that there's the rest isn't always going to come right away. You might have some moments of rest through that time period, but God also gives you the grace to endure what you're going through, and that knowing that that promise of rest is coming. He will give you rest for your soul. He doesn't want you to be weary. He doesn't want you to give up the things He's called you to do. And he would give you the strength during those times. And I studied this a lot when I was working on my God is Able book, which is, you know, 2 Corinthians 9:8. It's a study of this. I studied this verse for 2 years, and I broke the verse down in the book and trying to understand what is a good work. And a lot of these issues that, you know, we're talking today were things that I started asking God about during this process. So people who are unfamiliar with the verse of 2 Corinthians 9:8 is, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. And so kind of like to sum it up a little bit here, what we're talking about today is that when God calls you to a good work, which is, you know, the good works, this is what I believe he's talking about in this verse. These are the good works he's calling you to do. If I just focus on my good works, he has already set aside provisions and resources and for the things he's going to call me to do. Where I get into trouble is when I start doing other people's good works, you know, things that I'm not called to. And if you're not sure, when you, it's always good when somebody comes to you and asks you to help out in an area, especially when you start to know what your purpose is with God. I mean, when you don't know what your purpose is and you're starting out, it's good to go and help in the nursery and do these things, and God will tune you in to where he wants you to go. But if you have a clear purpose that God has called you to do, you need to step aside and say, I need to pray about this. And you need to step aside and you need to look at this and say, does this align, God, with what you've called me to do? Is this going to help in my journey? Is it, you know, like this podcast, when God brought this podcast to me, he's called me to write. How does this podcast align with my writing? And I had to bring that to God, you know, when he put this on my heart, and make sure, how does this all fit together? But I still believe that this is a purpose, because it's sharing love and encouragement. My whole books are about sharing love and encouragement. It is intertwined in the vine, you know, in my purpose. It's not taking away from my purpose. And so he's going to give me the extra energy and the extra strength to do it, like he promises in this verse here, you know. But when somebody comes to me from church and says, hey, you know, can you help out in this program with the Boys and Girls Club? I have to look and say, I don't think that's going to align with what God's called me to do, because if I start doing those things, I'm not going to have the time, the energy, and things always take more than people say they will. I have to tell you, always expect things to take more time than they do. So what we're trying to do here is to help you out, is to not become weary, to learn to recognize weariness, and always make sure that no matter what you're going through, know that God loves you. He's gonna help to encourage you to do what he's called you to do. He's going to give you rest for your weariness. He's going to supply your needs for things he's called you to do. And he wants you to know the difference between those two.
Mm-hmm. Because being weary, you know, either by worldly challenges or by striving in your own power, for your, you know, maybe it's your own power rather than leaning on God's strength. These things can distract you and discourage you. And just as Tammy said earlier, Galatians 6:9 reminds you to not get tired of doing what's good. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. And why? Why don't we get discouraged or give up? Why don't we get tired of doing the good things? Because, the word says, we'll reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. And so with that said, here's your challenge question of the week. What do you need to do to address weariness in your life?
And that's a great question. And we are looking forward to, depending on what platform you're watching us on, you can write down in the notes, and we would make sure that we get to those questions and answers. You can also email us on our website and say, hey, you know, this podcast really touched me, but I have some questions, and we'll make the time to answer them. So these questions that Joe Heather puts out every week, these are important questions. These are things for you to ponder. And, you know, and you may not need an answer for us. God will probably give you an answer and direct you in the word, or direct you in a part of your life that he can help you with. And I just want to say that you can always rely on God, that, you know, he is going to amaze you, and he doesn't want you to be weary, because he loves you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we hope today's episode blessed you greatly. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. And join our email list by visiting loveandencouragement.com. Next week, we'll explore purpose as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.